And now a prayer. Loving Father, we praise and adore you, for you have called us your children. As we come to you now, your arms open wide in welcome, we praise you that you love us with an everlasting love, and that in your Son, Jesus Christ, you have revealed to us the costly nature of that love through his life, death, and resurrection. As we offer you our worship, may we receive from you a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit, that we may be strengthened for the tasks that you would have us do. We make this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our reading is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. He was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us how to pray, as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial." And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" We thank God for this reading from his word. The disciples come to Jesus with a simple but powerful request. "Lord, teach us to pray." They'd seen Jesus perform miracles, preach to crowds and cast out demons. But what they wanted most was to learn how to pray like him. This tells us something important. Prayer was at the heart of Jesus' life and should be at the heart of our life too. Jesus responds by teaching them what we now call the Lord's Prayer. Not just words to recite, but a pattern to follow. "Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come." It begins with worship and surrender. It reminds us who we're talking to, not a distant deity, but a loving Father. We pray not for our will to be done, but his. We acknowledge our daily dependence. Give us each day our daily bread. We seek forgiveness and we extend it to others. And we ask for protection from temptation and evil. But Jesus doesn't stop there. He tells a story, one that might seem rather odd at first. He speaks of a man knocking on a friend's door at midnight, asking for bread. The friend is annoyed, but eventually gets up and gives him what he needs, not because of friendship, Jesus says, but because of the man's shameless persistence. What's the point? God is not annoyed by our prayers. In fact, he welcomes them. Jesus is showing us that persistence in prayer is not only acceptable, it's encouraged. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened. These aren't meant to be one-off actions. Jesus' words imply ongoing activity. Keep asking. Keep seeking. Keep knocking. God isn't a vending machine, but he is a father who delights in giving good gifts to his children. Verse 13 makes this clear. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Notice that the ultimate gift we're invited to ask for is the Holy Spirit, God's own presence and power in our lives. Prayer is not just about asking God for the things we want or need. It's about being open to God's presence in our lives. It's about aligning our hearts with his, being shaped by his will, and learning to trust in his timing. So what can we learn from this? Firstly, to pray simply. Jesus gave us a model that's direct and heartfelt. Secondly, to pray persistently. Don't give up just because the answer doesn't come quickly. And thirdly, to pray confidently, knowing that your Heavenly Father loves you more than you can imagine and delights in meeting your needs. May we, like the disciples, come to Jesus daily and say, Lord, teach us to pray. And may our lives be marked by the kind of prayer that draws us closer to the heart of the Father. Amen. Our next hymn encourages us to pray to the Father for all we need as we walk daily with his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, hear the prayer we offer, not for ease that prayer shall be, but for strength, that we may ever live our lives courageously.